Friday morning, either didn't manage to have a coffee, or even if he did have a coffee, he wants another one Friday night. So, what do you do when you want coffee Friday night? You're going to have a fleishig meal. After the meal, you're going to be fleishig. And if you keep 6 hours, you don't want to start having coffee at 12 o'clock at night. So, he wants to know, if after Kiddush, can you have a coffee after Kiddush, straight after Kiddush, before you wash his hands? Oh, so you want to say there's a hefsek between the Kiddush and the Soda. But perhaps where a hefsek means when you don't have anything to do with a meal, you start playing a game, so that's called a hefsek. But where you're having something to do with a meal, just the logistics part of it tell you to have a coffee now, there is basis to say, if someone's really interested, obviously it's not everyone will find it in the spirit of Friday night to sit down with a coffee after Kiddush, but it's hard to say it's a problem. In fact, someone told me that he has coffee after he washes. He washes, he cuts the challah, he has a piece of challah, and he goes inside the kitchen to have a coffee. Now that's definitely not the run of the mill, but that's a bit more problematic. Although the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay, there are those who say, the Zoya says, that in one meal, you shouldn't be having milk and afterwards flesh. Although, what's the problem? You're allowed to have flesh after milky. So what should be the issue? Having first coffee, then you have your fish, doesn't really go well, and then you have your chicken soup. What should be the problem? And Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. But that's already a second best because of the Zoya Kodesh is not happy about having them both together in the same meal. So therefore, if someone's really desperate, obviously to avoid it because it's not in the spirit of Shabbos. Sorry? Oh, yeah, so ideally it should be drunken in the same room. But at least, me'ikadin, it's such a thing, it's hard to say it's a problem to have a coffee before you start off the Shabbos meal. I don't think it's negiah to most of us, but it's just a shayla to take into account. I think we need to move on to shaylas, which I think are quite negiah. A very subtle halacha, which again, we're quoting things with Shein Shulchan Aruch. If we get busy with other nyonim, we'll spend too much time. But this is a mefurash and mechab in Shulchan Aruch. And I once got invited by a meal by a Goa Choshev Yid in Eretz Yisrael. Goa Choshev. Kol HaTorah Kula is an understatement. And I came there, and he was cutting the challah, and every single person got a whopping piece. He was giving out huge pieces. So I remember asking, I remember at home we have normal pieces of challah, whatever, not that major. So he says, Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Ayin Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, there's a mitzvah on Shabbos to cut a big piece so that it shall last you the lechol ha'seudah. Mitzvah leftsoya b'Shabbos prusa gedoyla, shatasbik le lechol ha'seudah, to show that it's a mitzvah to eat and you want to eat. Friday night is easy to do, but when it comes to Shabbos Shudas, I'm not sure if you're going to want to have a massive piece. Oh, but again, this is an Indian brought in Shulchan Aruch, where possible to make the slicer slightly bigger than usual. This is a mitzvah, it's mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. Again, once you get yourself into a habit of doing something, after all those years, you've got another seat in Shulchan Aruch, it's geshmak
of it. Was that Shittas B'Yom Chalasun, if it's got more hard on the table then?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to work out exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, it depends on the mood, depends how salty the soup is.
Just read the word again.
Shulchan Aruch said, mitzvah liftsoya, to cut, b'Shabbos, prusa gedoyla, a big piece, Shittas B'Yom Chalasuda, that it should be enough for each person to have in that meal.
That's all he's allowed to have then?
No, it doesn't mean, you know, it's very hard, as I say, it's very hard to work it out. When he cuts the big slices, instead of having one small slice, and then later having another small slice, there is a minor Shulchan Aruch to have a bigger slice. Okay, listen, I just think it's worth mentioning. Yeah, as I state, so it's a shows of Chavivas. Again, these are not things, Grace and Yonim, but while we're going through it, you may as well mention it, and I want to mention the other thing is dipping into salt. We know that once you cut the slice, and now you have salt on the table, so we dip it 3 times into salt. Lechem is gematria, is the same gematria as Shema Vaya 3 times. If you add up lechem, do the maths, 40, 70, 78. 3 times Shema Vaya is 78. So Alishtein Kavachayim, so we do that, Mishnah Berurah already brings it down. Therefore, it's Indian to do it, dip it 3 times. Kayadua, the Chasam Sofer. Anyone over here is noig like the Chasam Sofer? The Chasam Sofer was noig not to dip in Friday night into salt. Says the Chasam Sofer, do you know why? Because in the night time, Leil Shabbos, every night, now, tonight in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Hakrova. there was hakrova of hakrovs imurim upadorim from the day before. Friday night there was not, you're not allowed to bring imurim upadorim from Friday day because it's not ma'akov and you can't be mechala Shabbos for that. And therefore, when the shulchan is doma to the mizbeach, we don't need to resemble anything to the mizbeach because it's not relevant when it comes to Friday night. It's not relevant to have korbanos. As is the kiyudua the chasam sofer. Chasam sofer had salt on the table, but he didn't dip it in. As is the minik chasam sofer. Seems like it, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you can clear about it. I don't know. I'm not sure what the chasam sofer. But there's a great kash on the chasam sofer. I haven't got time to be marach. It's a pele ploim because the vort, the resemblance of a korban, is only the fact that it's on the table. The dipping is a stomach in your apikabola. And yet the Chasam Sofer was happy to say, have it on the table, not dipping. It doesn't shlim. I've asked many rabbonim, when I came to town, I remember, I was baffled with this Chasam Sofer. I spoke to the Einik Lech of the Chasam Sofer. Yeah, we don't dip in. Why not? Because the Chasam Sofer held, there's no hakrova balayla. But the hakrova business is the fact that I'll call korbon chotakir melech, that it should be on the table. That the Chasam Sofer did have. So it doesn't really stem. Okay, we're not going to go bit marach onto that, but let me throw in another halacha. It's very tempting when you cut the challah and you've got 2-3 pieces to hand out to people further up on the table. It's very tempting to give it a little throw. Very tempting thing. Shulchan Aruch says, in Kufayin Aleph, Shulchan Aruch says that to throw bread is different to other foods. If someone, you imagine someone wants to juggle with apples and oranges, there's no problem. Shulchan Aruch said in the Furish, it's okay. As long as it doesn't fall on the floor and it gets messy and moist. But if it's just everything is not going to get moist, there's no issue in Zerikas, Mishabura says in Kufayin Aleph, there's no issue with throwing fruit. If we throw by the chosim, we throw things. There's no real issa in throwing food. But with challah, Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'ein zorikin apas mishum bizayim. Oh, okay, there's a stick on that. Hang on. Shulchan Aruch state that there's an issa to throw, and it's very hard to be mechalek and say, I'm just giving you a little shtip because, you know, just that it gets to there. It's hard to be mechalek, you know, how far do you go? Obviously, to throw it to the other end of the table is a problem, and if it's too, it's very hard. Pashtus, it means you can't throw it. That's the pashas how the litzvah are going to take on. Sorry? That's Mishnah Berurah already that tackles that. Mishnah Berurah discusses minig ha'olam, tamua, ein shom Mishnah Berurah there, how he deals with that. But lemaisa, when it comes to throwing it, there's Yadua, the Chasam Sofer, he used to throw, it's really documented as the Ksav Sofer, but pashas it came from his father. His Orius Truva is the son of the Ksav Sofer, and he recalls that his father, the Ksav Sofer, who's the son of the Chasam Sofer, for the Yodi Chasam Sofer will know all about this, the Ksav Sofer was knowing to throw it. Just like when it comes to the Korban, then they used to throw it. Similarly, Friday night is similar to the Korban. This is Stamazo Kasha. I thought Friday night is not a gay. This Kasha's on the whole thing. I had these Kashas years ago, and nothing's changed. The Maisa of the Chasam Sofer's meaning is to throw it. And those, again, the Pella is, that in Shulchan Aruch states, that you can't throw it, right? And those which are iniklech of the Chasam Sofer have what to rely on. But Pashas, if you're not iniklech of the Chasam Sofer, it's very hard to take something which is connected to Shulchan Aruch. The Pashas is to pass it and pass it down. That would be the correct thing to do in order to pass the challah. Again, it's something that you do every week. And even a little throw, I've often felt, you know, little throw, what's the problem? A little throw, big throw, I don't know how to be mechalek. The pashas is, it might sound a bit, a bit far-front, but lemaisa, hamekel olav lahav yiraya, to say that, you know, maybe a small throw should be okay, you know, it is a svara, but it's very hard to find a makor for that. There's a very interesting halacha which comes next, going to sant, and that is, I'm sure we've all heard of it, not to pass the challah into someone else's hand. So let's say someone's sitting next to you, you have a guest, and you want to give a challah, you have challah first, and then you cut the next one, you give the challah to the person sitting next to you. Mefurusha Ramo in Kuf Samach Zayin, Ramo says, Pirso Tzion Biyodeha, it's referring to an oval, that an oval, the meaning of an oval is to stretch out the hand and receive bread. Says the Ramo, because of this, that resembles an oval, we shouldn't, it's incorrect to, Remez, Remez, the process of Amosi, Shanosin Biyodi, Bishas Avedas, that it's incorrect to pass a piece of challah into someone else's hand. We should put it in front of him on the table.
And the last person gets to eat.
Oh yeah, the truth is, yeah, Pashas is only the person who's receiving it. Yeah, it's a good shayla because it's referring to the person who's the oval, which is receiving the bread. That's a good point. If you want to give it to the next person next to you, Pasha, it should be okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the reason why suddenly we're worried about Avedas? Mishnah Berurah says, because it's a bad sign. He says over here, he says, the lolisra mazle, that you shouldn't have a bad muzzle. You know, so many people, we get bothered with inyonim, which are not really shteinish nalocha. I mean, for instance, I get very boggled down when it comes to the shayla. People want to know when they're setting up their bedroom upstairs, they're refurbing the house, and they want to put their beds. A lot of times, especially when they go a bay, you want to put the bed with the legs facing the door. And they go zuching, or finding a makor lahachme, and if there's any nidnut, which is a problem, you know, the machme, try and put a board there. Lemaisa is such a topic, shteinish. People think it's because it's a zeicha for what they do for a maze. It's very hard to find a makor for this. I've discussed this with many, many poskim. Very hard to find a makor for this. And yet, when it comes to azah halacha, when it comes to passing challah, that statement for Rosh Hashanah, Kufzom Achzayin, Mishnah Berurah says because it's a bad muzzle. It's just sometimes only with breath. So it's very hard. Sometimes it's boggling, mind-boggling to, like, you know, be machmir about those things. And then yet, when it comes to these in yonim, it puts meaning into it to try and avoid putting it into someone's hand. Now, to be fair. Sorry? Yeah, kind of play is fine. Yeah, because biyodeh, the Loshna Pozah is biyodeh. But to be fair, we have to mention something again. If you're Mishnah Berurah Yid, obviously this is the final word, and if Hashtetzach, you machmir not to put it in someone else's hand. But obviously, the more the Hasidish style, you'll see, you've got someone called the Nimuka Urachaim. Reb Chaim Elozer Shapira, and he says, "V'hu merafs anigra." On this, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, says not to pass it to someone else's hand. Merafs anigra. The Chori Tamua, Asher Ha'olam Leinoa Gulizoy Bazeir Klal. I haven't seen anyone do it, and I've been by Tish, but Gam Tamid Chacham Gedolim V'Shamano V'Yodanu M'Pi Avisina Hakdoshim Ki B'Shulchanu Shel Adam Agadol is the who's this the Rebbe, the Chozim Leblin. And all these rabbonim, which he's been to, he hasn't seen people be makbid, and therefore he gives a whole shtikel Torah to try to be matzdik the minhag ha'ola. So again, you have like all these things. You have a makor, mefurash shulchan aruch, a problem, and then you'll have some others tackling with, you know, the minhag ha'ola. But then again, the correct thing seems to be to try and get used to the habit to try not to put it in someone else's hand. That would be lechori the best way forward to try and avoid it. Can we move on?
Yeah.
Right, so we've got loads to discuss. It's Kanai Nahora. Let's move on to... Okay, so you're finally having your kazayis, and you're eating your kazayis. And then after you have your kazayis, so we tuck into fish, nice fish, with a couple on the top, with a little carrot. And then the shayla some people have is they have mayonnaise, but they also like to have some chrein. Now the shayla is, mixing chrein and mayonnaise is usually not a problem if you do crisscross action. But let me just mention, before I lose you, because losh is very complex, I just want to mention one point to be aware. It's very complicated. Losh is extremely complicated. And I just want to mention one thing to be careful of. A lot of times, mayonnaise is stiff. It's a belida ova. It's quite rough. It doesn't give way. It doesn't, like, it's not like a liquidy style. Some chreins that you find in the shop are more liquidy, meaning liquidy is if it's in a tub and you pour it, it will pour, it won't blob out. There'll be a little pour style, like a beetroot style, right? Now, when you mix that together, a lot of times you solidify the liquid chrein. That would be an issue. Okay, I'm not going to go into too much detail because usually it's sometimes not a problem when they're both hard, but sometimes to be aware of when the chrein is soft, that would be an issue. And there are kama mina aces, but there's no time for that. And I said that was my last shayla I discussed with Rebbe Falk about the shayla. Taka mentioned that, you know, we discussed this topic. It's a topic in itself, but just to be aware, it's not such a davar pashut where the chrein is a liquid to mix them together. Not such a davar pashut. Let's move on to, after the fish, there's an inyan to have, more than an inyan, a pialocha, to split the fish and the chicken. Be'etzem, it's not milk and meat, it's fish and meat. There's fish and chicken soup, but still, mitzat sakona, there's a sakona to go straight into a chicken soup, and therefore we have a drink and a little bit of challah. That's kinuach v'adocha, and that's what we try and do. The next halacha is, we go to the chicken soup, and we take the chicken soup off, and sometimes you can see that the chicken soup might need a bit of salt. What do you do when you take the chicken soup off and you realize, not geshmak, especially you're making a shever brochas, you're catering for a shever brochas, and it's nishbatamed, if the basimcha comes, and especially basimcha knocks on and says, it needs more salt. Yeah, so what would you say? Can you pour salt into the chicken soup bowl, the big pot which came off the gas? Now, you could say, who cares if it's a clearishon? We do know that there's a musig of ein bishal achabishal. Once salt in this country has been cooked, there is no issa to cook it again. So surely it should be okay to pour salt into even the clearishon, as long as it's at shleilish. The Mishnah Berurah brings a chumrah not to do so, only in a klisheni. And he says, we mentioned this a few times from the Zera MS, that because it's going to turn into a liquid, and with liquids we give it a din of yesh bishal achabishal, therefore we have to treat it now already as a dovalach, and we say yesh bishal achabishal. It's a chumrah, so where possible, then we should only put salt into a klisheni, but not into a klirishon. Again, when it comes to cases where, you know, there's a lot of pressure, there is a mokum lahokal, I'll be strict halach, it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah does bring machmirim on it. So ideally, to only put, it might be a bit of a pain to pour salt in everyone's bowl, but the ma'isa, it's loinsach to be mekayim chumra in the Chol Shabbos, which you get a lot of schafel. That's going to get to the salt in the chicken soup. It's kedai to make sure that we're putting salt into a klisheni and not to a klirishon. So again, we discussed. Oh, we're going to discuss that, Mr. Shem, another time. But I just want to summarize very briefly. We discussed the shayla of having coffee straight after Kiddush. Someone wants to have a coffee before he washes. Is that okay? We said Me'ikadin. Again, this might not be in the spirit of Shabbos, but strictly speaking, it's okay. We discussed the shayla of cutting bigger pieces, because it's an inyan to show that you're a chavivus. Again, it's a maila. The second nekuda is to dip in the challah three times into the salt. It's because of big mirmozim which Mishnah Berurah brings. We said the Chasam Sefer wasn't knowing to dip it in, but that only the any klecha of the Chasam Sefer, I've got that right. And especially when it comes to throwing challah, where there appears strict halacha, really we should avoid that. Putting it into someone else's hand, we have a mefurish and mechaba that should be avoided. We have, it's recorded that the more Chasidish lines that they've said that we haven't seen anyone by tish. You know, they're throwing challah, so it's efsha, you know, so there's a mokum lahokal. We said that a chrein, mixing chrein and mayonnaise can sometimes be an issue where the chrein is very liquidy. Between fish and chicken, to have a little bit of a drink and a bit of bread or something, and then the salt in the chicken soup, there's a chumra of the Mishnah Berurah, the emes, not to put in a klirishon, ideally to put in a klishen.
What's the throwing?
I don't know anything, so I'm sorry, but I need to...